All right, Reality Daily, Wyatt coming at you. Got an interesting episode here. It's pilot season, where we watch the first episode of a new reality show, or a new reality season in this case, and tell you if we think that it is a stream or a skip. And today we're talking about the fifth season, the first episode of Thousand Pound Sisters. That right, we're talking about these big girls, and I am joined by Nathan. Nathan, how are you?
What did you make me watch?
This is such a crazy show. For a little backstory for the people, right? Every single month, at the end of the month, I will send out a list of all the reality shows that I believe that are significant, that are about to air, new seasons or new show. And I send it to everybody. I say, hey, let me know if any of these like apply to you, like something you'd want to see. And then, you know, if the schedules work out, then we do them. I was so shocked, Nathan, when I got this back and you said yes to this. You were the last person I thought would say yes to something like this.
I don't even remember saying yes to this. I was just as shocked as you were.
When you told me that, I was like, oh my God, I must have misread. I went back. Nope, you sure did. Thousand Pound Sisters. And it's so interesting. For the people that are listening to this, because there are going to be some people that are listening to this that have never seen the show, maybe not familiar with the show other than what the title may suggest. Let me give you a little backstory here. It is the fifth season. This show follows the Slayton sisters, Amy and Tammy. It chronicles their weight loss and weight loss surgeries. They are massive, or they were massive. They're a little bit smaller now. They both lost a ton of weight. Amy and Tammy have both made significant strides. Tammy, even this episode, says that she's lost over 300 pounds in the last like year and a half. So we're talking about a massive amount. So this is what it gets. And similar to like the Honey Boo Boo of the TLCs, you do have a little bit of this very like redneck kind of drama, like a little trashy TV. Tammy is going to be the bigger sister, and I mean that physically, the bigger sister. Amy is a little bit smaller. We also have some other family members here that are very key. We have Chris, Misty, and Amanda. They all siblings of Amanda, Amy and Tammy. They're all half siblings, though. Amy and Tammy are the only people that have the same mother and father, but the rest of them, they have at least one parent that is the same. We also have Michael, who is Amy's husband, and then we have Caleb, who Tammy got married to at the end of the last season. And then we get a little season recap here of the fourth season. And some of the big things that happened in the fourth season that we need to know going into this episode is that Amy had her second baby, and she feels a little overwhelmed because she's got two kids now, and her husband doesn't seem to do anything. He seems to be a little bit of a mooch, not somebody that's really going to jump out to assist his wife with raising these two children. You know, had no problem putting sperm in her, but in terms of raising them, he's having a little bit of a harder time. Chris, who's the half-brother, he just had gastric bypass, something that Tammy and Amy had both had. So he's having some of the, I guess what you consider to be a normal issue, which is he has a lot of flabby skin that needs to be cut. Then we have Tammy. She gets approved for some weight loss surgery. She does that. She's also had some rehab that she's been going with. And that's where she met Caleb. She got married to Caleb, and there is some speculation from the family. It's like, I don't know how this relationship is going to work because Caleb, like Tammy, is significantly overweight. And we don't know if these people are going to be able to take care of themselves because they can barely take care of each other. And it turns out that Tammy and Caleb, they're in the same rehab facility. So, Nathan, as somebody that came into this, didn't even know this was a new show, let alone there had been already four seasons of this. Do you think the show did a good job in kind of recapping like the fourth season before you got into it?
The recap was like 30 seconds long.
Yeah. Well, what did you want? Did you want a 10-minute recap and an hour show?
And here's the thing is when I watch these shows that we podcast about too, I'm normally eating like for the first 5 minutes, like I before I watch the show, I make popcorn chicken. And so normally for like the first like couple minutes of the show, I'm eating my popcorn chicken. So I'm never like as focused as I should be. And so by the time I was like fully locked in, her and the big dude were just like in the rehab facility. And I was like, who? I was like, did I just like turn on a season, like in the middle of the season? I was so confused. I did go back and watch it though a second time just to get the recap. And if I'm actually paying attention to it, they did an okay job at it.
Well, first and foremost, I appreciate Nathan for saying that he does not care about the listener. So he's not even pretending to pay attention in the first minute or so of any show that he's watching. But to me, I thought that your story was going to be similar to mine, where you had fixed some food. And I was also eating when the show started, and I had to put my food down. I lost my appetite.
I was – by the time I got to the point where I really lost my appetite, which was the hole in the neck, I was done with my food, luckily.
Yeah, I did not realize that this would gross me out as much, but one of the things that they have in this, like, overweight facility, which apparently is, like, a fat farm, Nathan, it's, like, all, it's like a nursing home, but they're all, like, people that are significantly overweight that are working to try to change their life, or at least that's what the assumption is. I know Tammy's like that, and they're trying to, you know, do some workouts or whatever so they can get primed for, you know, gastric bypass or some other type of surgery like this, but they have what they call a trach, and a trach is an injection in the throat so that the oxygen can be getting into the lungs, because, you know, they're a little bit bigger, a little bit heftier. It's a little bit harder for them to breathe. So you just send a giant hole. I talked about this offline with you, Nathan. It reminds me of those, like, old cigarette commercials where the lady's, like, got the hole in her neck and she's got to put the little device and she's like, don't smoke nicotine.
I don't know what I expected coming into this. Like, I just knew it was a show about big people, but I didn't expect it to be so intimate. Like, I know things about big people now that I did not want to know about.
Yeah, definitely. And the first thing that we see this episode is Caleb, who's Tammy's husband, also in the rehab facility, big fella as well. Not sure on his exact weight, but he's a very hefty guy. He's saying he's hoping that Tammy and him can leave this facility, that they'll be able to leave so they can sleep in the same bed. I don't know what kind of bed that's going to be, Nathan. The immediate thing I could think about was, like, the Fred Flintstone bed, like the slab of concrete.
I'm going to watch this show for long enough to get to that point where we see
it. Yeah. And then he said she got a full ride coming. She said he's going to fuck her good. I got to tell you, guy, he can talk this big game. He's got 2.5 seconds in him. I know it. Like, there's no way that he can keep the cardio up.
Dude, it's funny too because they're saying these crazy things, but all these big people have, like, weird voices, and so they just, like, say it so casually.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you know, you got something. You got a full ride coming. I'm ready. And she's like, you big pervert. Oh my goodness. And they're hitting the gym together. In an electric wheelchair, so they're rolling through. And this is where we find out that Tammy's lost 300 pounds for 15 months, but she is still 430 pounds. So for the people that didn't watch the previous seasons or have never seen this show before, I mean, she was humongous previous to this. Like, she was almost 700, a little over 700 pounds. But she has been told that she can get her trach out, and that's going to allow her to be able to leave that facility. So she is going to be able to go home, because since the trach's out, they're not going to have to monitor, like, her oxygen intake or whatever. They feel pretty confident that she's going to be able to live on her own. Now, what the real focal point of this episode is going to be is that Caleb is hoping that he will be able to get his trach out, because if he does get his trach out, then he can leave as well and will be with Tammy. Now, we don't find out at this point in the episode if he's going to be able to leave or not and take that trach out. But at this point, did you think that this was going to be where he could get it taken out or that he wasn't?
Hell no.
Yeah.
You see how big that dude is?
Well, he was big, but, like, honestly, even though Tammy's lost an incredible amount of weight, she should be very proud of herself. It just, like, even she looks still big, like, still really big. So it's like, I don't know what the difference is between the two of them.
Here's the thing is the difference where you got to look is you got to look at their heads. So, like, look at how big their head is in proportion to the rest of the body. Like, Tammy looks big, but she's got a big head. And so it, like when you look at the rest of her body, your head doesn't seem that crazy. But when you look at this dude, it's like little head, big body.
And yeah.
I feel like that's how you know he's not ready.
And then we have We go to Amy, the other sister, a little bit smaller. You know, she looked kind of normal size at this point. She definitely was a lot bigger as well. She was the first person to really lose a significant amount of weight. Her and Michael, who's her husband, and their kids, they're going to get family photos. Her kids are 2 years old and 6 months old, Gage and Glenn. Now, she's venting over Michael not doing shit with the baby, and it is very apparent because the kids are running a while around the photography, and he's, like, eating something the entire time. I'm like, I thought this show was about fat people, and you're not even the fat person they're talking about. You're the one that's only eating and not doing anything else.
You didn't, like, what did POS do?
Like, he didn't speak. So it's like, it's tough for me to say, oh, this guy's nasty, because this is the first episode that we've watched. So it's hard for me to say, wow, this guy's such a terrible person. All I can really say is that he's lazy.
Yeah, dude, your wife is, like, what, 500 pounds? Like,
No, she's not that big, but she's definitely like too big to be carrying all this stress. And that's what Amy's worried about. She's like, listen, I got these kids. Tammy's coming home, and she feels like she's going to be the sister that has to take care of Tammy. She said usually when Tammy needs something, she's the one that gets called on. She's the one that has to pick up a lot of the slack to be able to help Tammy live her everyday life. And she's afraid that's going to happen with two kids. She doesn't know how much time she'll have. So it's understandably a lot of stress for her. But then we go back to Tammy in rehab. Caleb tells her that he talked to the doctor and it's not going to be approved to go home and take the trach out. So he's not going to be able to leave with Tammy. If she's crying, and listen, I wrote in my notes, Nathan, I said, I give credit for Caleb because he's staying strong here. You know, he's not fussing. He's not cussing that doesn't get to go home. He's not crying. But then he says something, which is, I wouldn't ask you to stay here in a million years. And I was like, I think he just did the way he worded that.
I think he's taking it pretty well, though, because, like, come on. Like, we're not surprised that you're not ready.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I wasn't blindsided.
I didn't think he would be able to go, but, you know, I left some potential room for that to happen because I didn't know what it was. I didn't know if he had lost a significant amount of weight, and even though he was still big, maybe he was a lot bigger. I just didn't know a lot about his story, right? So I just wasn't sure. But she's going to call Amy. Her sister, who's playing with the kid, and Amy's making the comparison between her and Tammy then and Tammy and Caleb now, where, like, Amy did what she was supposed to do to lose weight, now Tammy's got to do what she's got to do. Now we're in a position where Tammy's done what she's got to do, Caleb needs to do what he needs to do. So she says, listen, he's a grown man, let him get his shit together, and eventually he'll be able to come home if that's the case. And I really think this is going to be a really fun part of the episode where it's like, or the season, where if Caleb is going to be able to do what he's got to do to be able to come home with Tammy.
To see it because you know so, like, also maybe I'll ask this question before I make the comment: do all those people live in the same house?
So I don't think so. I believe the way that it was structured in the episode is I believe that Amanda's family used to own this house. And I believe Tammy's house got broken into is what they said. Yes. so now they're going to be living in Amanda's old house. And I don't know if that means that they're living in Tammy's house or they found another house. I don't know. But I'm under the impression that this is two different houses for two different people.
Okay. Because I'll say, if they're all under one roof, you can't fit this dude in the house then.
Yeah, I think it's just – I believe it's just going to be Tammy living in the house.
Okay. Tammy with the dude.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, you know, hopefully he can come home. That's going to be what I guess the premise of the season is going to be. But Amanda, the half-sister, is going to tell Tammy that they're moving into the old house. And the Chris, the half-brother, he's going to come and say, listen, I got to make a ramp for Tammy's big ass. And I just hope this thing can be able to hold her. And they talk about how there were some issues in the past of her not being able to get in the ramp. And it was like her yelling like a little piggy. And she was like, I'll get out the car when I want to get out the car. Or I need help. She does look so different, though.
Dude, she looked terrible. Whatever those old shots were, she looked like a dead body, like her face.
And for those who didn't watch the episode, it was like there was so much fat that it like engulfed her physical features. Like there was nothing about her face that was recognizable. Where if you look at her now, you know, she's got, you know, like cheeks and dimples, and you can see her chin and her smile. Well, one chin, you can see one chin as opposed to like multiple chin. It was just a blob basically on her face, unfortunately. But now she's lost enough weight that you can actually tell some of these more distinct characteristics of her face. But they do multiple clips of that. So Chris is going to start making on the ramp. In the meantime, Amanda and Misty, the half-sisters, are going to tell Chris that they're going to get a gastric bypass. And this is going to be really interesting because Tammy, Amy, and Chris has already got gastric bypass. So if Amanda and Misty get it done, the whole family, the entire group of five of them, will have gastric bypass. And they make a joke. Do they get a family discount?
Dude, I've always had, like, mixed opinions on this, like, doing the gastric bypass. Like, are we in support of this?
So, for me, if you're Amanda or Misty, it doesn't seem like you need it. I know Misty said that it was because it wasn't necessary for her to lose weight. She just wanted to be able to get off insulin. And I say, hey, that's good. Amanda just wants to lose weight. And that's where I cannot vouch for that, right? If you're just saying, I want to lose weight and this is the easiest way to do it, it's hard for me to do it because I just think that your health is such a big risk. You know, we see that she's got children and everything. And, you know, I would worry. I'd be worried for her health, right, if she's going to be able to survive because there is some some dangers in doing this. Now, if you're Tammy in this situation, what other choice do you got? You know, you can't just do an arm bike for 10 minutes and be able to lose weight, right? Like, you got so much weight to lose. I can't think of anything that she can do other than get gastric bypass if you're that big. But for Amanda, Amanda's really like an average-sized woman. Like, she may be a little bit on the plus side of that, but she's not like, she's not a complete fatso. Like, she's like just a regular woman, really. There's a lot of women that look like Amanda.
Yeah, and it's just hard too, because if you're like one of those like medium-sized people, like, again, like, put the fork down. Like, you don't need a surgery.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's definitely more difficult than I think that a lot of people do. But like, for Amanda, like, that's probably like the right thing. It's like, let's just make healthy choices. Like, let's go to the gym. Like, what I would say is, like, Amanda, like, your sister is coming home, and you know, you guys are talking about like if Tammy's gonna make the right choices while she's there, if she's gonna maybe do some depressed eating because her husband isn't there. Like, be that person that's able to eat with her, work out with her. And that way you can keep yourself in line as well as keeping her in line, right? Like, wouldn't that be a great motivation where it's like, hey, if you want to lose weight, Nathan, why don't you go to your other morbidly obese, like, sister and, like, actually work with her? Because she needs you just as much as you need her, you know? So it's like, don't you think they would keep you, like, on task?
They're going to do her dirty. They're not going to keep her on task. They're going to be poisonous to her. I can already tell.
Yeah. I just feel like that would be the ideal situation if you're Amanda. Like, work out and eat healthy, but do it with Tammy. That way that you know that you and your sister are doing the right things. Because, listen, if you want to lose weight, that's how I would recommend for her to do it. Now, like I said, for Misty, if she wants to get off the insulin, that's what Chris said he did it for. By all means, like, you know, have a better life because of it. But I think if you're Amanda, you're just saying, oh, I've just gained a little bit of weight. You know, at least try the alternatives first. And maybe she has, but I don't know. I just feel like you can probably try a little bit harder. At least try with your sister when she gets back into town. But then we get Chris. He's going to come and get Tammy out of rehab. And she has an emotional goodbye with Caleb. And Caleb is going to make her a poem called Sunflower. I'm going to say, I thought the poem was fine, Nathan.
I feel like he didn't write it.
And you think he got it off Google? You think he, like, ChatGPT the poem?
ChatGPT or the producers gave it to him.
Okay.
But if he did, credit to him. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. But there was something funny about that, though.
Yeah, I just thought that it was like, it was funny to have like him read the poem out, but I thought it was fine. Like, I thought it was going to be really cringy, but hold something. I'm on ChatGPT right now, Nathan. I'm going to see if they can make me a poem about sunflower that relates to leaving my partner behind.
Be the same.
And I'm gonna see if he'll give me anything close to what they're giving Caleb here. So it is process. It's typing it out right now. But I guess I was so surprised that when Tammy was coming out in the hallway, that there was just a bunch of other like fats there.
Dude, they did like a line of honor for her.
Yeah, this is like when people, like when my grandmother had to go get cancer and like she had to get radiation and everything. This is like what happens when you like go and ring the bell. Yeah. Everybody lines up.
And I don't even mean this in a bad way. I didn't know there were like fat rehab places.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it is specifically for that, but for the people that were lining up, that's all they were.
It's definitely fat rehab. And it makes sense.
I did love
it. It makes so much sense that that type of place exists, but I just never thought of it.
Yeah, I love that Tammy was like, you know, as I walked down this hallway for the last time, I was like, walk. Girl, you ain't walking. You ain't walking down nowhere. But like, she was like, she seems to made a couple friends. I know Lexi, I believe, was the lady's name. She had a Kentucky, like, Wildcats hat because they're in Kentucky. And she's going to kiss Tammy's hand. Tammy's going to say, it's a wet kiss. And they did a confession with her. And she seemed to really like Tammy and say that Tammy gave her inspiration. And so I know it's funny to, like, make fun of, like, you know, plus-size people in this situation because they do pick fun at themselves. So it's a little bit easier. But, like, you do have to think that if you are in a situation that is similar to Tammy, this probably does give you a little bit of hope, right? Like, if she's able to lose 300 pounds in a year and a half, you got to think, like, listen, like, with a little bit of work ethic and a gastric bypass, like, I can potentially be, you know, on my way as well.
Yeah, that's why I wish I watched, because what is this, season 5?
Yeah.
I almost need it. I'm going to do a rewatch if we have some time, see how she did it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. But I have my poem here now, Nathan. Sunflower. You were my sunflower, bright and bold. You filled my days with warmth and joy. You made me feel alive and warm. You were my sunflower, my darling boy. I didn't put any type of gender in there. But seasons change and flowers fade. You turned your face away from me. You left me in the dark and shade. You broke my heart and set me free. Now I'm a sunflower, alone and sad. I miss your smile and your embrace. I wonder if you had a sunflower in your empty space. A little bit different, you know, a little bit different. I said about it losing a partner. Yeah, I guess he technically didn't lose Tammy. Tammy just like left him. But listen, I give his poem like an 8 out of 10. I think it was fine. But during her walk. Yeah, then she's going to get outside. She's actually going to get out of her wheelchair. I give her a little credit. She's going to get out of her wheelchair and actually walk to the vehicle. Now, there was a little bit of worry because she used to not be able to sit in the seat in Chris's van. And she used to have to sit in the floor. And this, Nathan, is where we got the scene from a prior episode where she was sitting in the floor and he slammed on brakes. And I cried. Nathan, when I tell you I rewound that 10 times.
They did her so dirty. Like,
it was so funny.
You can't tell me that, like, whatever season that was, that you didn't have the producers going, hit the brakes, slam the brakes, slam the brakes on her.
Well, they probably were just hoping that something would happen, because it was so funny because that clip, Amy's like, that cloud looks like a chicken tender or something like that, like another fat thing somebody would say. And then she slams into the seat. And I don't know if she was hurt during that or not. Like I said, like, I don't know the context behind what else happened in that clip, but I rewound that. It was so fucking funny that she did it. But luckily for Tammy, she's done such a great job. She was able to sit down in the seat this time. She wasn't in the floor. But man, did they have to jam pack that car with her stuff? Like, it was filled to the brim. It reminded me back when I was buying storage units.
Yeah, I didn't even know if she'd be able to get in. Did you see how sketchy that was when she had to step up on it?
They had to pick
a wood box.
Yeah, they had like
wood box.
Chris definitely had to help her with that, but she gets in. And they help her out, and she gets up the ramp, and she's moving pretty well. She said she had to pee. That's why she was moving so well. But she gets in, and she gets a little overwhelming because the kids of Amy are kind of going everywhere. She's holding the baby, and the younger one, I believe it's Gage, is the one that's about 2 years old. He was, like, taking her walker and was, like, jamming it into her, like, running around with it. So she's getting a little bit overwhelmed, and this is when – they're gonna sit down at the dining room table between all of the siblings, and Tammy's gonna be talking about Amanda. Hey, why don't you touch my throat hole? How much money, Nathan?
So gross.
How much money to put your finger in Tammy's hole?
Give me an offer.
Let's say $100.
No.
Yeah, I think it'd be tough. To me, I just feel like I don't know what I would expect, but just putting it into anybody's like orifice, like their throat, like I just don't know. I'd be afraid I'd do it and she like stop breathing. That would be my worst.
Does it heal? Like, does it heal and does it become just like a flab of skin that's kind of like a hole, or is that always there?
I'm thinking.
Just reach into her throat.
I'm thinking that it will heal. Because I'm thinking it's like if you get a piercing, right? You get a piercing in your ear. If you don't keep something in it, eventually it will grow back, right? Like it'll stop. So that's what I'm thinking is like if you don't like have something plugged into it, like a trach, it will eventually be able to heal itself up.
What's your?
But they're joking.
Yeah. How much you gotta pay? How much you gotta pay? Or we gotta pay you to get you to put your
finger. I mean, it probably would be in the hundreds, but it would be probably in the high hundreds.
Yes.
Because I would be it would be like me putting my like hand on in like a snake's mouth, because I don't know what's going to happen if I do it, you know. it could be like a Venus flytrap. It could like lock my finger down, and I'm just living with Tammy for the rest of my life. But then we're gonna have a pretty interesting segment here. I'm interested to hear your opinion on this. They're joking back and forth about the hole, and then Amy's like, I don't even want to look at it. And Amanda's going to say, yep, her good eye was looking at Chris. And this is going to give Amy some insecurities about her eyesight that she's going to talk. What are your thoughts on this?
It took me a second to, like, see why she was mad, but I think she's being sensitive.
I think I am Team Amy here. It's like, I understand. Now, granted, listen, I'm not going to say that Amanda's in the wrong, because like I said, I'm watching 1 hour of television. I haven't watched the 40 or so hours of the previous seasons. I don't have as much context. But to me, it did seem a little bit uncalled for. And I feel like it's one thing, like, for instance, I would not make fun of Tammy's hole unless she made fun of it, right? If I'm her sister, because you don't know if Tammy's going to be sensitive about that or not. And the same thing about Amy's eyesight. It's like, well, you don't know. Unless Amy's making a joke about it, I wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable doing it. And I feel like that's probably what Amanda should know. But if Amanda's going to sit here and say, like, hey, listen, you pick at me all the time, you pick at us all the time, and Amy's going to deny that that doesn't happen. But, you know, if anybody's going to know that, it is going to be the sisters of, like, who you can make fun of and what you can and what the line is going to be. But I did feel very sympathetic for Amy here, because Amy was like, it doesn't matter what I do with my weight. It doesn't matter what happens with, you know, my body or anything like that. I'm always never going to be beautiful because of my eyes. And that, to me, is, like, something that really kind of hit me in the heart a little bit there. Because I do think there are some people that do feel similar to this, where it's like, no matter what they do with the rest of their body, there's always going to be one physical trait that they're going to be so self-conscious about.
I think it's just hard, though, like, your sisters, like.
Yeah, I mean, it's just tough because we don't have the context, right? Like, if we had watched all four seasons, maybe we could say, you know what, in season 2, episode 9, Amy said this about Amanda that was probably below the belt. So, you know, it's understandable. They can joke with each other about this type of stuff. That's the type of relationship they have. But because I've only watched this one episode, I have to be on Team Amy here, because I don't have any reason to believe that Amanda could make this joke and be okay with it.
Yeah.
But I also have a hard time. I also have a hard time believing that, like, Amy has not had her eyesight brought up as a joke before. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of by her sisters, because I don't know, that's something that probably just didn't just happen, right? That's probably something that's happened, been there for her whole life, right? Or for most of her life. So I have a hard time believing that Amanda or her family has not made a joke about it before.
And here's the thing, these are Kentucky people too. Like, this is how they talk.
Yeah, little backwoods, like, stuff.
I'm very familiar with the Kentucky people. I've been to Kentucky plenty of times. This is what they do.
And this is when the episode is going to end, is they're arguing back and forth, and Amy says she's going to leave. But I don't know if you caught this, but at the end of the episode, it comes up and it says, Team Kentucky Cabinet for Economic Development.
Yeah,
is, is the state of Kentucky financing this?
No, I didn't. I wanted to look this up. I had no clue how to go about this.
So I looked so up. Bizarre. I looked up, like, the Cabinet of Economic Development for Kentucky, and it was this picture, but it didn't say anything about the filming of this show. So I didn't know if it was, like, an advertisement that they bought or what, or maybe, like, the shooting, like, the equipment is, like, finance. I don't know what's going on with that. I had no clue why it was there, but all my head could think of is, like, is the city of Kentucky, like benefiting financially off of this? Like, are they, like, you know, giving a tax break to TLC to film in Kentucky, and that's why we're getting 1,000-pound sisters in Kentucky instead of 1,000-pound sisters in, like, North Dakota? Like, imagine if all the shows that you want to say, like, hey, come to Kentucky and film your movies, we got 1,000-pound sisters here. I don't know if that's the one that you want to bring up.
I want to stay away from Kentucky. Everyone's got trachs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough, but interesting there. And then we see the preview for the season. Nothing really to talk about too much. You know, a little bit of family vacation they go on. But the real interesting thing is going to be next episode, it seems. We're going to have Amanda, the half-sister that was making fun of Amy's eyesight. She's going to be arguing with Amy's husband, Michael. And I don't know what this argument is going to be about, but it's going to seem to be an argument between Amy and Michael, and Amanda's going to be, like, there to vouch for that sister. So I'm going to be very interested. Seems to get almost borderline physical to the point where even Tammy is, like, calling the police. I got to say, Nathan, it does kind of pull me in a little bit.
Yeah. Who do you pick to win in the fight if it happens? Is it Amanda?
Oh, Amanda. Amanda. Yeah. Amanda. Listen, if this guy, Michael, won't even, like, participate in helping the kids go around, I don't know if he's got that much. You know how, like, the kids say, he got that dog in him. She got the dog in him. Like, I know Amanda's got it because she was feisty talking to Amy. But, like, Michael, he just seems like a brick of nothing.
I think we're on the same page there.
I got to ask you, Nathan, as somebody that's never watched a show before, and really doesn't watch that much shows that are similar to this, would you say that this is a stream or a skip to the people that are going to be listening to this?
Oh, God. For me, or my advice for, like, viewers? Like, should they watch it?
Yeah, for the viewers.
I think if you haven't watched it, you should give it a try. That's what I would say. I think it's worth at least seeing one episode. I feel like you have to, like, have, like, kind of a little bit of a strong stomach. It's a little bit grosser than I thought it would be.
What I'll say is this, is, like, if you are somebody that watches reality TV and loves reality TV, but you have not watched anything on TLC, this is just this is not just Thousand House Sisters, it's just TLC in general. If you haven't tried the TLC shows, you should, because it's just a completely new genre. And there's so many weird shows out there. There's another show that we're going to be talking about with Joe called Smothered that came on right after this. That was a really interesting concept. There was like the Sister Wives, where it's like the polygamous relationship. 90 Day Fiancé is obviously massive. MILF Manor was a show I really enjoyed earlier in the year. So TLC just has some wild shows. It's crazy that the Learning Channel is the one that's promoting the Thousand Pound Sisters, but I definitely would give some of these TV shows from TLC a little bit of a look, because they are very dramatic. And what I got to tell everybody out here is, if you liked me and Nathan covering Thousand Pound Sisters, let us know. Send us comments. You can leave us reviews. You can message us on our social media pages at Reality Daily Pod. Let us know if you want to hear more TLC coverage, more Thousand Pound Sisters coverage. Let us know. Also, other shows that we're covering, we cover mostly competition shows, shows like Survivor, The Amazing Race. We just did the finale with Nathan, but we also cover shows like Selling Sunset from time to time, The Traitors, other shows out there. So make sure you're checking out some of our other coverage. And if you're doing any holiday shopping on Amazon, we do have an affiliate link. Please use our affiliate link in the description down below. Really helps us get this better equipment, better audio equipment, gives us more expansive coverage that we can do. So just please consider us if you are doing any holiday shopping. Appreciate you all for listening. Until next time. Bye.